The probe started after a student went on social media to accuse Dean of Students Kerry McLaughlin of taking a basketball player's side after a female student alleged he raped her. It blew up into a major campus issue, even though no rape report was ever filed with law enforcement. Attorney Barry Covert led the investigation and says federal law bars him from saying if there was a rape allegation. Covert says the university fully cooperated in the probe, giving him access to all files.
We were given full access to relevant electronic communications. We were given the ability to interview any witnesses that we wanted to interview in relation to those matters. We interviewed well over 50 individuals as part of our investigation, and we found that the university did conduct a full investigation into this sexual assault or Title IX matters.
Federal Title IX controls handling of matters like this, and Covert says that law and the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act mean he can't say anything about what the investigation turned up. In a written statement, Niagara says McLaughlin won't be reinstated as Dean of Students, but doesn't say if she will remain on the university payroll. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.